Doyle wants state lawmakers to pass measures that would let Milwaukee's mayor choose the school district superintendent and gives the state school superintendent the ability to intervene with a failing school district. In the past, Doyle has said he doesn't like calling in lawmakers until he's sure they've reached consensus on bills. Doyle spokesman Lee Sensenbrenner says Doyle believes the school measures would pass if given a chance.
I mean, he respects the process and how the leaders call these things to the floor, but he's always believed that the majorities are there. If brought to the floor, these bills will pass.
Sensenbrenner's low math scores released yesterday for the Milwaukee schools is another reason for urgent action on the governance bills. But the Associated Press reports that State Assembly Speaker Mike Sheridan wants to talk with Assembly Democrats before agreeing to the special session. And other lawmakers have promised hearings in Milwaukee before there's any legislative action. Milwaukee School Board President Michael Bonds says that promise should be kept.
I think it's unfair to have a policy of this magnitude not to give the public a chance to vote on it.
Bond says the Milwaukee School Board is closing in on picking a new Milwaukee superintendent without waiting to see what happens at the state capitol. He also says he backs an alternative bill supported by teachers' unions and some Milwaukee lawmakers that limits the mayor's power over the school district. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.